Okay, let's get into Shabbos, Yerushalmi, Daf Sadi Tes. We are on Sadi Ches Amabei, says the Mishnah. As we continue in Kol Kisvei, here we're getting into issues of Gram. Gram Malacha, as we will see discussed in the Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas Omer. Shimon Ben Anas, as we know, some of the people who are not mentioned by their first name, interesting, Ben Anas, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, and they're all Shimon, but here it says Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Parsin or Shel Gedi al Gabe Shida Teva Umigdal. One is allowed, if there is a fire, one is allowed to spread a hide in order to prevent the fire from spreading to what you're putting it on. So you're allowed to spread an or Shel Gedi on it, on a chest of drawers or on a box. Shida Teva Umigdal Shachas Ben Asa or Mipnei Shehu Mechareh. Because then once the fire gets there, that's not called extinguishing, which is one of the malachas. And again, if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, as we'll see soon, so then again, that's everything is mutter. But here, one is allowed to spread it on the shidut of a migdal, mipnei shu mecharech, because then it just gets singed. Ozen mechitza b'chala kelim, and that's not called, putting out. And now, what other type of indirect kibuy is allowed? So ozen mechitza b'chala kelim, bein belay and bein rekanim. One is allowed to make a mechitza, separation, a wall, with any types of kalin, even if they're full of water, or for sure if they're empty, so that the dleika doesn't pass. So once the fire gets there, the fire might break these kalim, might make them explode, and then the water will come out and put out the fire. That's okay, according to Shimon ben Anas, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi oser b'kli cheres chadashim, malei yamayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you cannot do it with new earthenware kalim, which were not fully hardened. Sheini michon l'kapal asor, because then the fire will destroy the kalim for sure. And then it will put out the dleika. So that's less gram. That's too direct, according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore one is not allowed to do it. Again, it's not pouring water on the fire, but it's closer to that than total just gram, according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's vada going to happen right when it comes. So therefore, it's ke'ilu, you're putting it out, and it is usur. Again, gram generally, gram is usually knocked down to an iser derabanan. Sometimes, gram is usur. There are certain malachas that inherently are grama, like, as we've said, the Gemara in the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Sama quotes that it calls Zore grama, right? The Gemara there, if you remember, contrasts the Nezikin and Hilcha Shabbos, and the Gemara there uses the lashon of grama. The Gemara says, Hani mi li l'inyin Shabbos. When it talks about Zoreh, Ki amrinan Zoreh umzorech masayasa, Hani mi l'inyin Shabbos, demalechaz machsheves, asra Torah, by Zoreh. That's one of the, again, unique cases of chumra of melechaz machsheves. Usually, melechaz machsheves is a kula. There it's a chumra. When do we say Zoreh, verech masayasa? That's regarding Shabbos. Melechaz machsheves, asra Torah, and therefore it is asra. Aval hacha, grama ba'almahu, in a case of Aish, the grama b'dizakan is pater. So they are contrasted. So Zora is a type of grama, but that's usur. We've quoted Achronim say tsud is a type of grama, right? I just put the trap and the animal goes in it. Bishul is a type of grama in a certain sense, but I just put the food on the fire and then the fire cooks it. But again, those are kachave. That's the malacha of the Mishkan. So that's why sometimes grama is the araisa, so to speak. It's not really grama, but that's the nature of the malacha. And then most of the time, grama is asa durabanan. Sometimes grama is mutter, sometimes grama is mutter. So gram kibui is mutter here, according to the Tanakama. We also have gram in psikresha. Psikresha aide grama is also mutter, right? Psikresha usually is asa daraisa. But grama aide psikresha, let's say, I'm pouring water the days of old. Let's say somebody had a sukkah cover, and they're removing the sukkah cover, so the water is going to hit the cement and then go over onto grass, so that is mutter. If I'm watering the grass, I want to water the grass in a grama way, that's also drabanan. If I pour water on the cement, then it goes onto the grass. But if my kavanah is not to water the grass, my kavanah is just to pour water out, so it's psikresha. I'm not coming kavanah for the malacha. It's for sure going to happen, though. So it's psikresha, the grama we paskin is mutter. Okay, so that is regarding gram kibui. So says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yirbiya, Rabbi Ba Bar Marmol B'Shem Rav, Sefer Sha'achaz Bo Ha'or Mitzad Echad, if you have a cloth, that the fire started burning from one side. You can put water on the other side, right? And that is allowed. Karbana Eda. Polig astama deshas v'sover demastisan mishachas ben haor airi davzeh gram kibui v'lo makar of kibui. Right. The question is this arguing or not? Let's just see the brisa. The brisa has the name of Rav three different cases. So if you have a cloth that there's fire on one side, you can put water on the other side. That's okay. That's not called kibui. If it goes out by the time it gets there, it goes out. Achas bo ha'or mishneitz tadeh. But if there's a fire on both sides, so you can't pour water in the middle because that's going to directly put it out, then post of azar karabo, then you could still use it. Let's say, again, it's unusual for us. You would think there's a fire. Let's be a little piece of a fire. And if you open it, maybe it would go out. Post of a karibo, you could open it and read it. Vim kaba kaba. And if that would put out the fire, that would also be okay. Similarly, that's a case of Sefer. Now, Talis. Three cases that are similar. A Talis is the second case. Talis she achas boa or mitzad echa nosi maya mitzad sheni. So if it has fire on one side, then you can pour water on the other side. Again, that's not called direct kibui. That is gram. Vim kaba kaba. Achas boas or mishneit sadim. As we said, if there's fire on both sides of it, then there's no place to pour water in the middle. So nolo misatefa. Then you could put it on. Vim kafsa kafsa, as we said, if that's not what your kavani is, or as we'll see, the Beis Yosef says, right? What's the case here that you don't have any? You don't have it in mind. You don't have it in mind. Says the Beis Yosef in the Taz wonders whether this is something that we would hold of. But says the Beis Yosef here in Simin Shin Lamid Dalid. Let me just find the Lashon. Says the Beis Yosef in Shin Lamid Dalid. Midiver Rabbeinu, Mishneit Sadim. So the Torah quotes this. Mishneit Sadim, Notlu Misatifa. You can put it on. Near Midiver Rabbeinu, the Dafka B'she'enu Miskavin Lachabos Aydekach. If you have in mind to put on the clothing, if you have in mind to read the book, so then you're allowed to do it. That's what it sounds like from the Torah. Midiver Rabbeinu Dafka, B'she'enu Miskavin Lachabos Aydekach. Elashim Hut Sarech Liskasos Batals. I have to put on my coat. There's a little fire on it. Again, it sounds strange to us. But, Velikros B'sefer, but I want to read the book, and it's a little on fire. Miskasa V'kare V'no Nimna. I'm allowed to do it, even if it might go out. V'yavu B'sha'idei Kain Tichbe Leslan Ba. The Darvashin Miskavin Hu Mutter, the Darvashin Miskavin might not go out. Avalim Hu Miskavin Lachabos Aydei Kach Vade Aser. But if you had Kavana, that would be aser. V'yavvesh nosin mashkin ala talis miskavin lachabos huvishari. And even though if you pour on the second side, right, when you put on the clothing, says the Beis Yosef, you're not allowed to have in mind to put it out. But when you pour water on the other side, then you're allowed to have in mind that it might go out eventually. Hasam shiny dilo have gram kibui. That's gram. She in osa maisa begufat leika. Elak sheyagiha eish lamakam amayim. When it gets there, lo yuchal lishlo sham v'yichpe me'ilav, and it will go out. Aval hachak shemiskase betalus. When you put on the talus, uposeach ha'sefer Torah. You open the sefer Torah. Sheminaneya ha'eish atzma. That's what it sounds like from the tour, says the Beis Yosef, that again, you can't have kavana to put it out when you put on the robe or when you read, even though you could have kavana by the other grams. But says the Beis Yosef, that it sounds like from the tour, but I don't know if all the poskim agree to this. What if you have kavana to be mechabe the eish when you put it on, but it might not happen? It's still gram when you put it on. You are not being mechabe directly, and therefore gram kibui, even with kavana, says that the Beis Yosef against the Torah would be allowed. He thinks that our Yerushalmi sounds that way too. The nearer time, why would you be able to put it on and have kavana to put it out? The nearer the time of Shim Tlapsik Reshahu, Shere Eno Bavadai Shihabedekach, it's still Napsik Resha. It's Darvashin Miskavin. Maybe it'll go out, maybe it won't go out, and therefore it's Mutter. The Taz is not happy about this. The Taz thinks that, no, if you have Kavana, that's more than Gram. And therefore, the Taz does not think that that would be okay. Okay, so this is the Beis Yosef and the Taz. In this case, again, whether when you put on the Talus, when you read the book, could you even have Kavana that it should possibly go out? Period. Next, Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara needs us to remember now a Mishnah that we had back on Daf Lama Dalet. The Mishnah said there that I'm allowed to put a bowl to catch the sparks of the nair, but I'm not allowed to put water in it. I'm not allowed to put water in the bowl because that would be considered directly putting it out. Right? That was the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Nost in kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. I would put an empty kli to catch the nitzotzos. V'lo yitin l'tocho mayim b'bnei shu mechabe. But I can't put water in it b'bnei shu mechabe because then that would be extinguishing. So says the Gemara. So that Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yossi Shita here. Is that how it lines up? Said Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, ad Rabbi Yossi. Right, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says you cannot put the new kli cheres full of mayim because that's going to be considered too much of a yashar. That's not called gram. So to that Mishnah. So shall we say that Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph is like Rabbi Yossi Shita? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi the Amora says, Havi Savrina Meimar. Well, we thought, right, Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira said this line, connecting our Mishnah to that Mishnah. In that Mishnah, I would have thought, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Havi Savrina Meimar, Ma Pligin, skipping a word, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan, Rabbanan here v'im is Benanas, I would have thought, what's the machlokas in our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Benanas and the Rabbanan, Bish'asa Mechitza Shal Kelim. The machlokas is, if you have a Mechitza of Kelim and full of water, that's the machlokas. Aval Masa Mechitza Shal Mayim Lo. But I would have thought that if you have plain water around, maybe even Rabbi Shimon Benanas would agree that it's a problem. Because it's directly, you know, you're putting the water there. That's what I would have thought, just with our Mishnah. But Mimada Marsh Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, but the fact that Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira links our Mishnah to that Mishnah, one second, but then that saying that Mishnah is even open water. So then, Hada Amra, if you lost a Mechitza Shamayim, Machlokas. If it's linked, it must be there. Rabbi Yossi says you can't put the water there. And Rabbi Menanas would say you could even put the water directly there. It doesn't have to be even in Kalim. He would matter even water. Period. Okay, now we have a couple of Mishnayos relating to non-Jews and the Isra of Emir La'akam. Nachri Shabalachabos Ein Omrim Lo Kabeh. So if a Nachri comes, if a non-Jew comes to put out the fire, we don't tell him put out the fire. We don't tell him put out the fire because there's an Isra of Emir La'akam. So we know that the Medrash sounds like Emir La'akam is a Drasha Daraisa, Drasha Gemur. It sounds that way, but we know that that's not true. We don't hold that that is a drasha gemura. The Ramban quotes this in Emor Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Right, Yelachem Shabbason. The Ramban quotes the Medrash. Ushmaytam say Yomazet. Lama Nemar. Like Far Nemar. Lo Malakom Alahol Lo Yasa Bahem. Ein Liel Dvarim Shei Mishum Malacha. Dvarim Shei Mishum Shvus Minayin. Tamalomar Ushmaytam say Yomazet. Lahavi Dvarim Shei Mishum Shvus. Right, he quotes even Dvarim Sheinon Me'avos Malachas V'Todo Sayin. So it sounds like lo ye aseh, even shvus, says the Ramban, lo nisbara lize, sheim tomar shehu asmachta, matam sheomer b'lashon ze, ki shvus b'lashonam number l'holam al shal devrayim. Ve yitachin lomar, dvarim shein asem mishum shvus shal devrayim, minayin. The Gemara, the Medrash wouldn't ask minayin if it's only derabanan. The derech asmachtos, l'shanos sheim in a Torah, lo sheyomer devar zeshum idivri sofrim, v'chulu. Aval hayelo lomar, sheinam malacha, minayin, tamalomar shabasam. So says the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ramban's Grand Talmud, loves this Ramban. He quotes it numerous times that the Ramban here comes up with the Yesod that Isurei de Rabbanan on Shabbos have some type of Kiyim Daraisa, of Shabbason. And therefore, maybe even Amir La'akum might have that type of Kiyim. But again, it's not a real Daraisa. But of course, we mentioned often that there are three other Shitas in the Rishonim about Amira La'akum, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah, the beginning of the last parak of Shabbos, which we'll get to, beginning of Misha Hechshech, the Gemara there says, if somebody's walking from outside the city with their money belt, no sin kisa l'nachri, Misha Hechshech baderach, you could give your money belt to the Nachri, v'meini mo Nachri, menich ala chamar, and if you don't have a Nachri, you can put it on the chamar. Says Rashi there, here Rashi in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, says Rashi on that Mishnah, Misha Hechshech, the Gemara there says, "My time is shari l'lemesel l'nachri." Why could you give it to a nachri? The Gemara asks there, "Why could you give it to a nachri? Isn't it an amir la'akum?" And Rashi's lashon there is, "Harehu shlucho lisa'enu b'shabbos." Isn't the guy your shliach? Shlichus. A guy is excluded from shlichus. Oh, this is Rashi, and Rashi says there's another place also. Yesh shlichus l'nachri l'chumra midrabanan. Midrabanan, we could say, we can machmir, assume that there is shlichus lenachri. There's other evidence of this. This is Rashi. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav, has a totally different shot of Amir La'akum, not shlichus, but the Daber Dover. Says Rashi, "Umasha aser liYisrael lomar laobed kochav emasei likach zel mishum mimso chefzacha v'daber daver diber aser." Avodah Zarah Tesvav and Aleph. The Nes Stipler says, according to that Rashi, then it would only be a problem to arrange it on Shabbos with the guy. If you arrange it before Shabbos and you don't say a word on Shabbos, it's not a violation of a daber daver. But shlichus would be a problem even if you don't arrange it beforehand. And then the Rambam, if you remember, has the third shita, and that is, the Rambam says, Zegzera. If I allow a guy to do it, or if I ask a guy to do it, so then I might come to do it myself. Either this specific act, or in general, Shabbos will be more mezulzal and less in my eyes, and therefore, I might come to do malacha. Okay. So, these are part of the issues of Amir La'akum. So the Mishnah says, if a guy comes to be mechabe, we don't tell him to be mechabe. Oh, al techabe. And if he does it by himself, we don't tell him to stop. Because his shvisa is not on me. His shvisa, I'm not mitzuve. If a guy is doing something for me, then fine. But if he's doing something and I didn't even ask him to do it, then, as the Karmen Eda here says, Yisrael ein musharim al shvisas ha'akum she'eno avdo. Right? B'nei Yisrael are not musar to make sure the goyim don't do malacha. And therefore, that will be mutter. Aval katan continues the mitzvah of alacha bos ein shomen lo. But if a child comes, a katan, my child comes, then I don't let him be mechabe, ein shomer lo, she'en shvisa su alecha, because his shvisa is upon me. I have a motzivui to make sure that he does not do malacha. Shvisa su alecha. Gemara. Nachri shab alecha bas v'chulu, b'mei Rabbi Ami. A number of amazing stories here. B'mei Rabbi Ami, nafla de lega b'kfar. In the days of Rabbi Ami, there was a fire that was spreading in the kfar. Afig Rabbi Ami cruz b'shuki daramoy. He went out. And again, it's hard for understand. I've said this numerous times already that he had enough time to go and make an announcement, and it wasn't spreading so fast. But either way, Rabbi Ami made an announcement in the non-Jewish marketplace, Vamar, and he said, "Manda avil mafsid, call whoever acts is not going to be mafsid. He's not going to lose. Not going to be mafsid." The Karmen Eda says here, "Klomar." What he means to say is, "Yitin lo scharo lachar Shabbos." He's not going to lose anything. Meaning, I'm going to pay him after Shabbos. That's what he implies, and that's what he did. That's the this is allowed in this specific case. The Ritva notes that this is not, I can't ask a guy to do this all the time for me, right? Kala osa malacha for me, eino mafsit, right? Kufchaf alef. V'nirin divrei ha'omer, t'dafka b'dileika hitir lo markein. By a fire you could do this. Sheikilu b'maisa goy b'shabis di'isura d'rabanan, mishem hefsin mamon, l'mevid gilui milsa. V'chein mudur hana, in the case of mudur hana, she'en lo mayochal, so I could also, if I want to get food from a guy. Aval aser lomar kol hanosin mos leploni kideisha yalveni in a mafsid. You could use this general lashon whenever you want to do any malachas on Shabbos. No, by case of hefsin mamon, hefsin meruba here, it would be allowed. So that's what Rabbi Ami did. Amar Rabbi Lazar bar Yosa, kumi Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Lazar bar Yosa asked his father, how could he do this? How could Rabbi Ami do this? And he answered him, sakana haisa. It was a sakana. It was a sakana, that's why he was allowed to do it. He asks his son, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, yes, Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? The Amaisa sakana, I feel Rabbi Ami atfi. If it was a sakana, even Rabbi Ami would be able to do it. Rabbi Ami, he wouldn't go ask a guy if it's sakana. For lo kentani, didn't we learn, kol davar sheishbo sakana in omrim ye asu dvarim halalu. Anything that's sakana, safashas, you don't have it done by, switch the girsa, begayim ubaktanim, alafilu begdolim, afilu b'Yisrael. Meaning anybody, if it's pikuach nefesh, you get the greatest people to do it. So there, and you don't have to rely on biti evit type of people. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi to his father, it can't be a davar mishum sakana. And that's the maskana. The Gemara does not answer this issue. The Karmen Eda says, velo mishani midi. Right? There's no, his father didn't answer him again, so it must be, it's true, Rabbi Ami's case was not sakana. Rabbi Ami malter, if you shlo b'makam sakana, kivma de'ina oseyu shlucho mamish. I didn't make him his shliach mamish, and even shlo b'makam sakana, this is, allowed, and this is mefurish, the maskana in the Bavli. And this lashon is taken into the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam has this lashon of who you use for your chilul. The Rambam says, kishaosim dvarim ha'elu. We're beginning at Perek Beis of Hilcha Shabbos here. Kishaosim dvarim ha'elu, ein osan osan lo al dei goyim, lo al dei ketanim, lo al dei avadim, lo al dei nashim. If there's pikuach nefesh, you get it and you do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman, once when he went to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, should I take off my yarmulke, you know, when I get into the ambulance to drive on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh? Rav Shlomo Zalman answered him, no, you put on your strimal and you go into the ambulance. Right? The opposite. Meaning if it's pikuach nefesh, you be proud and do it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. Kedesh lo tehi Shabbos kala b'neihem. So you don't ask people and say, oh, could you do this a katan? Because then people will think that, it's not really allowed. Eli de gedole Yisrael v'chachameim. V'asur lehismameya b'chilo Shabbos, says the Rambam. L'chol eshish posakana. Shnem asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem. Halamadata, very important lashon, she'ein mish, and this is the Rambam's addition to the brisa that we just saw. She'ein mishpatei ha'torah nekama ba'olam, elarachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. The laws of Torah aren't vengeful, but they're rachmanis, chesed, ve'ilu aminim, she'omrim, she'zeh chilul Shabbos. Those heretics that say, no, chilul Shabbos, v'asur aleihen. The Tashbetz also has an important tshuva here in Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Daled about this, and he quotes this Yerushalmi we had earlier also. The Torah itself says, without getting into that issue, he treated it like a weekday. He has an amazing lashon. Don't worry about the chilul Shabbos. Shakadosh Baruch Hu shehis here b'mitzvah Shabbos. The same Hashem that commanded mitzvah Shabbos commanded to be mechalit to save a life. V'schus gedola hilo leshehitzel nefesh achas miYisrael. It's a big schus. Umutav shechal Shabbos achas kedei sheyich yezeh hachole v'yekayim Shabbos asharbe. Right, the language from the Sechas Yuma. V'ein tzorach haraz bezdin. You don't need a psak. V'afilu lo yichya oso misukan mepnei chilul zeh elasha achas. Even though you're only going to give him another hour to live. V'acharkach yamus. Mechalim alav Shabbos. Afilu b'shvil shah achas, b'rei shagadol hu lefnei amakam hatzal asan fashas. Afilu asal muetes, kechaye shah. Shavil Shabbos, shishkula, keneged kol ha-Torah, mechalim alav. Even Shabbos, which is keneged kol ha-Torah kula, were mechalit in order to save a life. And that's why, says this Tashbetz, you don't do it by goyim and ketan and v'chulu, because that's going to lead people to think that it's not really mutter. U'mepnei ma'ein osim dvarim elu adei ketan and v'akum. Lefi, he says in the continuation, lefi she'im ha'yinu osim dvarim elu shal sakandas nefashos adei akum v'ketanim yavo'u haro'im lomar she'in pikuach nefesh doch ha'shabes al yedei ha'mechuyavim b'mitzvah v'shema yavo adavar shekshe lo yimsa akum v'ketanim lo yirtzul chal ha'shabes. So therefore, says the Tashbetz, we don't do it by the Evitz, we do it with the greatest. Okay. Says the Gemara, continue more, a couple of more amazing stories. There was a story, there was a fire that happened in Yossi, in the Chatzer of Yossi ben Shimoi. These non-Jews went to be Mechabe, the Bnei Kitzra, and they came to put it out, Elohi niach lahen, and he didn't let them. Rabbi Yossi ben Simoi didn't let them. Amar lem, he says, hanichu legaboy shig v'chovo. Let the creditor be gove his chov, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants me to lose money, I'll lose money. Miyad, immediately, kashar lav ha'anan v'kibo, clouds came, and it started raining, and put it out. B'moti Shabbos, shalach lekol chan mehem sela. On Moti Shabbos, because they came, the Rabbi Yossi ben Simoi sent them each money for coming. Uli ifarkish shalem chamishim dinar, a lot of money to their head. Amru chachamim lo hayetzarach lasos ken. Chacham say he didn't have to do this. He didn't have to tell them not to. They came. They were going to do it without his asking. So they didn't. He acted lefni mishuras hadin. He didn't have to do this. Chanafti havi b'magura d'Rabiona. There was a certain non-Jew who was in the neighborhood of Rabiona. The felas deleika b'magura d'Rabiona, and there was a fire that fell into the neighborhood. Azal hahu naftiyasa. So what happened? Boy met Fayasa. This non-Jew went and was started, he was about to put it out. Velo Shavke, Rabbi Yonah didn't let him. Amarles, this Nafte says to Rabbi Yonah, Bigdach, immediately, I'm gonna lose my money. I'm gonna lose my stuff for you. I'm also in this neighborhood. And I don't wanna lose my stuff. Right, the Kabra Eda, Bimazlach, Tehemunechas Otsari. Right, your mazel. Vim Yagilo Hezek, who you shalim, but you're gonna have to pay me. Amarle in, Rabbi Yonah says, yes, I have it covered. Vishtezi of Kuba, and all of a sudden, somehow, the fire went out, and everything was saved. Everything was saved. Again, a story. Rebutin dikfar imi paras gulsi al gadisha. Rebutin of farimi, also another miraculous case. He spread a cloth a cloth on the gadish that was burning, venura arkamina, and the fire ran away from it. So it's like all of these miracles. We generally do not do this today. We don't rely on nisim. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says in here in Shin Lamed Dalet Chavav, says the Rama that v'chol adinim haniskarim. Right. The Shulchan Aruch says there, Yachal lomar bifnei einu yehudi kalamachav einu mafsin. Afim einu mezumen kan yachal lekrosa shiyavu v'chulo. And the Rama says, v'chol adinim haniskar b'dinei dvleika hanimili b'yemeyan. Aval bizman hazeh, she'onu shruyim ben ovdik al-chavim, v'yichshash sakanas nefashas, kasvu harishonim v'ho'achronim, she'mutu lachavos dvleika b'shabas. Mishum di'ishpas sakanas nefashas, v'azaras harizem mishubach. This is the Rama, v'komakom hakol l'fi ha'inyan. Tim ha'yi betuchin v'adei shalo yelem sakana b'davar. If it's for sure, it's a tiny little, something's on fire, you can put it in the sink and it'll go out by itself. Also lachavos. Aval b'chshash sakanas safik, Mutter lechabos afilu adleika bebeisol shel goy v'chein nohagin. V'chein nohagin, and the Mishnah Berurah says there in Ayin Gimel, Sifkat in Ayin Gimel, umizeh yatzah heter lechabos adleika b'chol makom, kimen she'efshar shem lo yechabena al yechzar miyosham be'ir zakin ochol ashen yochol levroach v'tova adleika alav. So there's, always have to, assume that it is full of danger. Again, we're not somech on the nes, right? Like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Samach in the Bavli, even though Miriam Hanavia davened her fetus should be changed, and Yosef and Dina, but the Gemara says emaskir and maisa nisim, right? We don't rely on that, and we just live our lives in teva. Viter continues the Gemara, last section of a katan shavu lachabos ain shemala, but a katan we don't allow to do. Lo kintani roo so yosi malakid asavim ainat azakab klo. But don't we have a brisa that says if you see a child that's like ripping out grass, you don't have to stop him? Taman ain lo tzarach basavim. There, the gadol doesn't need the asavim. The kid's doing something by himself for his own, ratzon. So now we see you don't have to stop him, right? That says at the end of Yivamas. Ain bezim mitzuvan lafrisho. Baram hacha yish lotzorach kibui. But if the child is acting and he knows he's acting for the father and the father would be happy about it, that would be a problem. Mishnah. Kovin gara gabi aner b'shosho tochaz b'korah. I could put a bowl over a fire, not to put it out, but to block the fire so it doesn't go onto the ceiling. The altsoa shal katan, or is the soa of a child, which you can't move because it's moksa. So you can put a bowl over it. The alakar shal tishach and a scorpion. I don't want it to bite me. I'll put something over it to trap it. Amr Yehuda Ma'aseh Bolof Rabbi Yochanan and Zakeh Ba'aro. There was a case Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yochanan and Zakeh had a case in Arav. Amr Choshish Ani Lo Michatas. He was nervous that there was the person trapped the Akrav, and he was worried about a Chiyav Daraisa. Why? Because the Akrav wasn't attacking at that moment. And Rabbi Yehuda holds. This is Rabbi Yehuda saying. Rabbi Yehuda says that Davar Malachin Sich Legufa. Malachin Sich Legufa, even if you're trapping for a preventative reason, he holds that Tzchayev, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda was nervous that that was Daraisa. Again, if it was Pikuach Nefesh Sakana, then he wouldn't say that. Kofen Karagabi Aner V'chulu. So what does the Mishnah say? You're allowed to put this bowl over the Ner so the wood on top doesn't burn. So the wood on top, the Gemara assumes, is Muksa. Right, it's muksamach was gufo, the boards on top. So we're going to quote something that we had a few times already in the Masechta. So you see from here that you're allowed to move something with sarach l'davar amuksa. Ye bakai demar Reb Shimon Reb Yanai. I need l'shamad miyaba. I didn't hear this from my father. Achosi amrli mishmo. My sister told me in his name. Beis l'shon olda biyantav somchan la b'shoshal disgalgel. If I have an egg that's nolad, that's muksa, I could put something next to the egg so it doesn't roll. Aval ein kovan alav as a kli, but I can't put a bowl over it, which is nikar, that's for the dvar muksa. Because this is like the shita in the Bavli of Rabbi Yitzchak, ein kli nital el tzarach dover anital. But we don't pass in that way. Shmuel amar af kof al ez kli. Shmuel says you can because you're allowed to move something for the dvar muksa, and our Mishnah seems to say that as well. V'yaltzor shal katan, the tzoa of a katan v'lo machal tarnagolim inun. Isn't the tzoa of a katan good food for chickens? So why do you say it's muksa at all? Amar av ukvun tiftar be'ilin rechicha. It's the soft kind. Shlo yovel demi ruach. It's a soft kind that is only usable for machal tarnagolim if you're memareach it, if you spread it, and you're not going to be able to spread that on Shabbos. V'yalak rav shol tishach, ma'aseh b'lavir b'yachom et zakeh b'erav amar choshe l'anim lo michatas. Rabbi Ula amar, shmona asar shnin avit havei b'hadei arav. 18 years, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived in a place called Arav. Flo asa kumi ele ilin shein uvde. And he was only asked two halacha questions the whole time he was there. This one, and another one that is quoted later on in the Mishnah Kufiud base. Two questions on the whole, right? You have to ask questions in life. You only have two questions. He was very upset about it. Amar, and he said, Galil, Galil, Sanesa Torah. You in the Galilee. you hate Torah, sof halal leo lasos b'masikin. You're going to end up being masikin. What's masikin? Either gazlanim are going to take everything from you, or you're not going to have any Torah, right? And just going to be olive, harvest the olives. And you're not going to be osek b'Torah. So either way, he cursed them because they wouldn't, they didn't ask him any questions. Next, another halacha of Amir La'akam. Amir La'akam is Asr, as we said, unless the guy does it for himself. If he does it for himself, then I could also benefit from it, which is really two separate things. There's two halachas. One, a guy doing something for me, and then we have the whole sug, you have Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos has to do with even a Jew doing something for me too. But if the guy lit a candle for himself, then a Jew could also get benefit. But if he did it for a guy, for a Jew, not only is there an Isra Amir La'akam, but if he did something for me, I'm not allowed to benefit. Not allowed to benefit. And there's a very important Rambam. The Rambam in Pirshei Messiah, at the beginning of the fourth parak, the Rambam says, isn't this a gzeira l'gzeira? The Isser, and the Rambam holds gzeira that a guy doing malacha for me in the first place and then getting benefit from it. The Rambam says gzeira l'gzeira is only a problem when if it's two stages in history. There's time one and time two. Once there's a gzeira, you can't make another gzeira utter that gzeira. But if the Rabbanan at the same time need to make a double gzeira because that's the way it's going to last, that's not called a gzeira l'gzeira. That's not a problem. And that's what the Rambam says. It's called kulachad gzeira. That's in the fourth parak, beginning of the fourth parak. Mile mayim lashkos behemto, mashkach rav Yisrael. Again, if the goy takes out water from the well, which is an isra of hotsa, rishas yachad rishas arabim, then if he take it out for his own animal, mashkach rav Yisrael, v'bishu Yisrael aser. But if he did it for a Jew, aser. Also, goy kevesh le reed bo, yibad achar Yisrael. If a goy makes a plank to get off the boat with, then a Jew could get off if he did it for himself. The Imbishal Yisrael Aser, three cases. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel v'Zekenim Shoyi Bombas. You know, one time Rabbi Gamliel and the Zekenim were on a boat. V'Aso Goy Kevesh Leirid Bo, and the Goy made the plank to get off. The other by Zekenim, and the Zekenim and Rabbi Gamliel got off because they realized that it was made for the Goy, not only for the Jew. What if it's made for both? What if it's made for both? The guy has the Jew in mind also. Maybe we learn it from the following story. Shmuel ikabel gabi chad parsi. Shmuel was once a guest at a Persian itve botzin, and the light went out. Azalu parsi ba bat lakase. So the guy was about to relight it. V'hafak Shmuel apuy, and Shmuel turned around his face. So he didn't want to get any benefit. Given the chazisi misasik b'shtarosa, but once Shmuel saw that the guy was using it for his own shtaros, yada de lo begini ad le case. He realized that the guy saw that he turned around, and the guy still lit it for himself. So he realized he lit it for himself, so now Shmuel could get benefit from it. Favak Shmuel apu, and he turned his face back around. But what do you see from there? Amra v'yakob aracha, hada amra, it must be, litzarcha, litzarcha yisro lasser. If it's for both, it's usser. That's why Shmuel turned around at the beginning. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe really, if it's for both, you would be able to get benefit. But here, you know, we're not going to make Shmuel. Shmuel is the guest here. Maybe if Shmuel was in his house, we wouldn't make him leave his house. Meaning, if a person is in his house and the guy did malacha, maybe we would allow it. The Gemara says no. Shmuel was comfortable there. Shmuel was given royal treatment there. It was kilu. He was in his house, so I don't think there would be any chilek. The Gemara seems to say lamaskana that if it's done for both, it's aser. And one more comment on the story in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel went down by the plank made by the guy. Amru lo ma'ana leirei. They asked him, can we go down? Amru lehen ho'av lo bishvilanu. Asa mutarna leirei. He said, yeah, because the guy made it for himself, we can go down. Hadra la parakos kisvi hakodesh. Next time, we start the world of muksa.